Okay, so now we're at part four of our privacy series and how the big companies like Facebook, Google, Amazon, and today, Apple, track you. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. You know, unlike Facebook, Google, and Amazon, Apple proudly proclaims that it doesn't gather your personal information to sell to advertisers or other organizations. That's great. And the company uses its alternative approach to privacy as a marketing tool, telling consumers that emails, direct messages, and internet clicks are not monitored by Apple. Again, good. However, what it has done is built a system that's been exploited by others for tracking. In speeches, Apple CEO Tim Cook decries privacy abuses by Silicon Valley rivals, but he hasn't changed his system to stop them in their tracks. As we've been discussing the past few days, both Facebook and Google use location tracking on the iPhone and Androids to follow your every move, even if you don't have their apps open. Savvy consumers need to go in and change their settings and possibly stop the snooping. Not always, but possibly. And of course, I would argue that Apple could stop the snooping overnight by just changing the settings for us. That's something it should do. Apple defends the use of location tracking by noting that users need to give permission first. Consumers don't know they're signing up for the spy feature because the companies use different wording. Facebook and Google tell them that certain features will not be available until they switch the settings. Apple does take a more aggressive approach to our information on its music and TV apps, saying that it's monitoring what we watch and listen to so it can make personalized recommendations. Again, all good. Apple will also tell you that the songs we stream and the TV shows we watch are not used to sell to companies to advertise us, which is great. And in the fall upgrade to the iOS operating system, Apple's going to introduce several new security features, including notifications that when an app starts using your location in the background, we're going to be informed. And again, we shouldn't be informed. We should just stop it. What do you think, everyone? I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm Jefferson Graham. You find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with a bottom line summation of the entire series.